Great. Coming, Mother.
No one has ever yet succeeded in crowding into one definition all the amazing characteristics of a typical teenage American boy. The best you can do is to say, boys will be boys, and let it go at that. This is especially true of Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in an empty classroom at Central High.
Henry, let's go. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute, Homer. Do you hear footsteps out there in the hall?
Sure, all the kids are going downstairs to eat their lunch like sensible human beings.
But do you hear any footsteps that sound like Mr. Nelson?
Henry, what are you afraid of?
Who's afraid? I'm not afraid.
Then why are you holding my hand?
Look, Homer, just open the door, see?
Sure, and we'll both go downstairs and eat our lunch.
No, Homer. Just peek out into the hall and tell me when you see Mr. Nelson going into the teacher's room.
Okay, Henry, but...
Don't stick your head out.
How can I see him if I don't stick my head out?
But he might see you.
Is that bad?
Quick, Homer, close the door.
But, Henry, I'm hungry.
Here, have my lunch. I've got glue on my mind.
Oh, boy.
Look, all we have to do is wait till Mr. Nelson is safely inside the teacher's room.
Yeah, why?
Homer, isn't it clear? I've got to keep out of his way. Although, gee whiz, it wasn't even my fault. I don't think.
What wasn't?
Knocking over the glue pot and manual training. Besides, I was just doing Willie a good turn by helping him knock his block off.
Helping him what?
Knock his block off. Knock his block off. He went and put one block too many in his inlaid breadboard.
And you knocked over a whole pot of glue?
No. Gee whiz, it was only half full.
Well, but Mr. Nelson threw a fit.
You know what really made him mad? He stepped in the glue, see? And walked right out of his shoe. Yeah, and right there in the toe of his sock was about the biggest hole I've ever seen.
Gee, you don't ever think of teachers as being real human beings with holes in their socks, do you?
And I'm not sure, but I think he had one in the heel, too.
Boy, Henry.
Sure. So tell me the truth. Do you think I deserve to get a detention for a little thing like that?
Gee, was did Mr. Nelson give you a detention?
Not yet. That's why I'm avoiding him. All he said was he'd look into the glue pot later. Homer, somebody's coming.
Well, Henry, my peanut butter sandwich.
Quick, get under the desk.
Henry, you're sitting on me.
Stop squirming, Homer. We'll show.
How could we?
Henry, my goodness, what are you and Homer doing under that desk?
Oh, Kathleen, I thought you were... Homer, get up.
I can. I'm underneath.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
My goodness, I was just talking about you.
About me, Kathleen?
Homer, what could I possibly say about you?
That's true.
It was about the basketball game this afternoon, Henry.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, the basketball game.
And my goodness, the silliest thing happened. Guess who asked me to go to the game with him? Charlie Clark.
Charlie Clark?
Well, you know how he pesters me. He even wanted to take me out for soda afterwards. My goodness, I suppose he thinks I'd be the envy of all the girls if I went with him.
Wouldn't they be envious if you went with Henry?
Homer, don't be ridiculous.
Of course, Homer, don't be ridiculous.
Kathleen, what's so ridiculous about that?
And Henry, Charlie said if at the last minute you couldn't take me to the game to let him know.
Oh, he did? Well, gee, what did he mean by that?
Well, that's what I wondered. You are going to take me, aren't you, Henry?
Well, sure, Kathleen, absolutely. I might be, well, a couple of minutes late, well, but I'll be there. I'm pretty sure.
There's nothing wrong, is there, Henry?
Wrong? Gee whiz, no. Everything, the things have never been better. I think.
Then why are you and Homer waiting here in this classroom?
Why, we like it here, where it's quiet.
Oh, well, then I'll meet you at Miss Trevor's classroom at 3:45.
Sure. Oh, Kathleen, is anybody out in the hall?
No, Henry.
The coast is clear, Homer. Come on.
Nobody can miss Nelson. Bye.
What, Mr. Nelson?
Sure, Henry. Here he comes down the hall.
Oh, boy. Look, I'll be taking a drink from the water fountain here. You stand in front of me.
Okay, bend over.
Act nonchalant, Homer.
Nonchalant?
Hello there, Homer.
Gee, hello, Mr. Nelson. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's fine.
Fine.
Would you mind stepping aside, Homer? I'd like to get a drink.
A drink?
If you please.
Of water?
Unless they've started putting soda pop in the fountains.
Oh, that would be an awfully good idea, don't you think?
Homer, step aside.
Yes, sir.
Why, Henry.
Why, Mr. Nelson. Gee, the one person in school
You wanted to speak to me, Henry?
Yes, sir. I just want to apologize for that little accident this morning in manual training.
Which accident do you mean?
When I accidentally, and through no fault of my own, helped knock over the glue pot.
You mean you were the one who knocked it over?
You mean you didn't know?
Well, Henry, as much as I admire your honesty...
Yes, sir?
I'm afraid I'll have to give you a detention. Mr. Bradley's rules, you know.
A detention? This afternoon?
Yes, Henry, in my room right after school.
But Mr. Nelson...
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm eating my lunch here in the teacher's room.
Oh, boy.
Hello there, Nelson.
How are you, Prescott? This seat taken?
No, go ahead. I just came from band practice. Have you got an aspirin?
Afraid not. I used all mine.
Does anyone know what'll take chalk off?
Oh, is it good to sit down? My feet are killing me.
Well, I'll trade you my head for your feet any day. So aren't you eating?
Not yet. All I want to do is sit here and relax.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, someone to see you.
Now, why does everything always go wrong on Monday?
Is this only Monday? My head feels like Friday.
Yes, what the... Oh, it's you again, Henry.
Yes, sir, indeed. How are you anyway, Mr. Nelson?
Frankly, I'm hungry.
Why, I was just wondering, Mr. Nelson, was it this afternoon you said you wanted me to take my detention?
It was.
Or was it tomorrow afternoon?
It was this afternoon.
Not tomorrow?
Henry.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Nelson. I'll be glad to stay after school. Only, what do you think our basketball team is going to do today?
What they usually do, lose.
Oh. Mr. Nelson, did I tell you how sorry I am I knocked over your sock? I mean your glue. Gee whiz.
I'm sorry too, Henry. Now, was that all you had?
I hope your shoes are all right.
They will be once I get them loose from the floor up there.
Well, gee whiz, what are you wearing?
These gym shoes are very comfortable.
Gym shoes?
I had to borrow them from Charlie Clark.
Charlie, oh boy. Mr. Nelson, about this afternoon.
About this afternoon, Henry, I'll see you at 3:30.
Yes, sir. Just before the basketball game?
That's right.
Oh.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Who is that, Nelson?
The Aldrich boy.
Oh, yes? What do you want coming in here?
He didn't say. Nice boy, that, Henry.
Are you sure you haven't gotten the aspirin?
Positive. I hated to have to give him a detention, but you know how Mr. Bradley is.
I sure do.
Have to keep your finger on everybody's pulse, you know.
Speaking of pulse, look who just came in.
Well, Miss Trevor.
Mr. Nelson, Mr. Prescott.
Here, have my chair, Miss Trevor.
Oh, no, have mine.
Why don't I just take this empty one right here?
What's that in the basket, Miss Trevor?
Apples. I just cleaned out my desk. Anyone like one?
No, thank you.
I'll have one.
Well, I'll have one, too.
Will you have one of my lettuce sandwiches, Miss Trevor?
No, thank you. I can only stay a minute. Mr. Nelson, about the basketball game this afternoon...
Oh, I'm certainly sorry you can't go with me, Miss Trevor.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Nelson, I got those papers marked last night.
Oh?
So I will be able to go with you after all.
Why, that's great. Yes, well...
Nelson, didn't you say you had a detention this afternoon?
Oh, say, I'd forgotten all about that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll tell you what, Miss Trevor, I don't mind being second choice.
What?
Suppose I pick you up at your room at 3:30.
Just a minute. I can get out of this detention.
Oh, no, you can't, Nelson. Miss Trevor, I'll pick you up at 3:30.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Prescott.
Thank you, operator. I'll wait.
But, Henry, why are you phoning your mother?
I'm just using my head, Homer. I can get out of this detention.
You can.
If I can just replace that glue I spilled, I'm pretty sure Mr. Nelson will be reasonable about the whole thing.
Hello?
Now, get out of the phone booth, Homer. Hello, Mother.
Henry, why aren't you in school?
I am. I'm right here in Miss Shea's booth.
You're not in any kind of trouble, are you, dear?
Trouble? Well, gee, why do you say a thing like that? I just happened to be passing the phone, see, and I have 5 minutes before my next class.
Yeah?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Is that all you phoned for?
Sure, and could you please send Mary down here with a can of glue?
A can of what?
Glue, Mother, glue. What you used to stick shoes to. I mean furniture legs.
Dear, what do you want glue for?
For manual training. The can they had... sort of ran out, see? And, well, I thought it might help matters if I supplied them with an extra one.
Well, that's very nice of you, Henry, but can't it wait until tomorrow?
No. Gee whiz, if I don't get it today, I'll probably get a detention.
What's that?
Oh, Henry.
Oh, boy.
Henry, did you say a detention?
Look, Mother, will you please tell Mary to run all the way? Goodbye.
Henry, I'm glad I found you.
Yes, Mr. Nelson?
I've been thinking over what you said to me in the teacher's room.
Gee, I didn't mean anything by that.
I know. But when you said you thought your detention was tomorrow...
Oh, I realize now that it's today.
But, Henry, I
wondered what you'd think, Mr. Nelson, if I were to replace the glue I spilled.
That won't be necessary, Henry.
You mean it wouldn't help matters any?
Henry, in view of the fact that you did clean up all the glue...
All except what spattered into the bandsaw.
You spattered glue on the bandsaw?
You mean you didn't know?
Well, Henry, even if you did...
And I realize, Mr. Nelson, that you have to punish me for it. Gee whiz, if you teachers didn't keep discipline around here, who would?
Well, Henry, what I had in mind was...
Mr. Nelson, I hope you won't think I'm being forward, but... Mr. Nelson, what would you think of this?
A what?
How would you like to have sort of a right hand all the rest of the year?
What's that?
Gee, I'll clean up the manual training room and sharpen the chisels and carry messages for you and help you mark papers.
No, Henry, I don't think...
I'll do anything if you'll just release me from that detention today. Anything you ever ask me to do, Mr. Nelson, no matter what it is.
Henry, I certainly appreciate your offer.
Gee whiz, you do?
Therefore, Henry, I... Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Could you please step into my office for a moment?
Certainly, Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Nelson, about my property.
I'll be back in a minute, Henry. Wait right there.
Sure, Mr. Nelson. I'd be glad to.
This way, Mr. Nelson.
Hey, Homer, come here.
Sit down, please.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Now then, Mr. Nelson, something quite serious has just happened.
Oh? Oh, it has?
It has.
Oh.
I've just received a call from a mother who claims that we're forcing her boy to supply glue for manual training.
What's that?
And, Mr. Nelson, when this mother pointed out that she pays taxes to buy just such items as glue, you can imagine my position.
Yes, sir. But,
I was without an answer, Mr. Nelson.
Yes, sir. But,
Mr. Nelson, if you ran out of glue in manual training this morning, may I ask why you didn't report it to me?
But, Mr. Bradley, we have plenty of glue in manual training. A lacquer that we're out of. Or is it varnish? No, I'm sure it's lacquer.
You're sure?
Yes, sir.
You're quite sure?
Why, I'm almost sure, sir.
I see. So, Mr. Nelson, you claim you have plenty of glue?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you please tell me how many pots?
Why, we have somewhere between, well, I know we have plenty, Mr. Bradley.
Plenty? I see. Mr. Nelson, when the school board asked me how many students we had registered in Central High, do you think I replied, plenty?
No, sir.
I replied, I told them how many we had.
Yes, sir.
It appears to me, Mr. Nelson, that it must be quite difficult for you to teach manual training with only a vague idea as to the amount of your supplies.
Yes, sir.
You admit it's difficult.
Why, it isn't exactly,
It would be easier if you knew what you had in the storeroom.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Bradley, much easier.
And then I'm sure you'll agree with me that you ought to take a complete inventory of your manual training room supplies.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Begin right after your last class this afternoon, Mr. Nelson, and I want all the figures on my desk by 5:00.
This afternoon, Mr. Bradley? I mean, you don't mean tomorrow afternoon.
I mean this afternoon.
Oh.
That will be all, Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Bradley, and, well, thank you, sir.
We have to keep our finger on everybody's pulse, you know.
Yes, sir, I know.
Here I am, Mr. Nelson. I'm still waiting.
Waiting for what?
Why, for your answer to my proposition. You know, about my helping you. Whenever you need help.
Oh, yes, Henry, I remember. Please report to the storeroom at 3:30 this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Well, we're going to take inventory. And since it may take 3 or 4 hours, you'd better get some sandwiches from the cafeteria.
Sandwiches? You mean we'll be that long? But Mr. Nelson...
That's all right, Henry. Just charge them to me.
But Mr. Nelson...
Hey, Henry.
What, Homer?
I caught her.
You caught who?
Kathleen, like you just told me to. And I told you we're taking her out for a soda after the basketball game.
Homer, you didn't.
And she was so excited, she kissed me.
Oh, boy.
So I threw in a movie.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't have to tell you folks how good Jell-O puddings are. Yes, Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings, a trio of treats, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. And say, ever try chocolate peppermint pudding? Just prepare one package of smooth, velvety Jell-O chocolate pudding as usual. While still warm, add crushed peppermint stick candy, let it chill, then top with whipped cream and sprigs of mint. All three Jell-O puddings made with milk are nourishing, and they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. No wonder more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry's plans to take Kathleen to a basketball game this afternoon have been shattered by an after-school detention from Mr. Nelson. As a result of his efforts to avoid it, Henry and Mr. Nelson are now tied up for the whole afternoon taking inventory. The scene opens in Mr. Aldridge's office. It is later the same afternoon.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Mr. Aldridge?
Yes, is that you, Homer?
Sure. Gee, how are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Mr. Aldridge, Henry wants to know if you'd mind having your secretary, Miss Thompson, run down here to school with your adding machine.
Adding machine? What for?
To speed things up. And while she's here, would you mind if Henry borrowed Miss Thompson?
What's that?
Then maybe he could polish this whole thing off in an hour and see the finish of the basketball game anyway.
Homer, what on earth are you talking about?
An inventory, Mr. Aldridge, in manual training.
Henry's taking inventory?
Yes, sir.
But isn't that a teacher's job?
Sure. Mr. Nelson's helping him.
Yes, but where does Henry come in? Why aren't some of the other teachers helping Mr. Nelson?
Why, there don't seem to be any available. I think they're all going to the basketball game.
Yeah? And dumping that work off on the students?
Oh, no, it's just that Mr. Nelson and Henry sort of felt Henry should help Mr. Nelson.
Now, just a minute. Let's get to the bottom of this.
The bottom? Well, I think Henry would just as soon you didn't.
What's that?
He'd just as soon you forgot the whole thing. Goodbye.
Homer, wait. Homer, come back here.
Can't you write all this down faster, Henry?
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
53 hacksaw blades.
53 hacksaw blades.
2 kegs, 3-inch nails.
2 kegs, 3-inch nails.
26 pots of glue.
Gee, we've got plenty of that, haven't we?
Just put down 26.
Yes, sir.
Now, 12 quarts mahogany stain.
12 quarts of mahogany stain.
1 case tomato soup.
What?
Now, wait a minute. That belongs down to domestic science.
Gee, look at the time, Mr. Nelson. 3:40. When's the basketball game supposed to start?
4 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Gee, Mr. Nelson, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Now, what is it?
Frankly, do you think Charlie Clark is so handsome?
Yeah, I suppose he is, to a girl.
Gee, I hope not. You know who I'd really call handsome? That Mr. Prescott, for instance.
Prescott? Let's get back to our inventory.
Hey, Henry. Gee whiz, it's Homer. Mr. Nelson, would you mind if I stepped out of the storeroom just a second and had a word with my friend?
All right, but don't take more than a minute.
I won't.
Henry, I just phoned your father, and it's no use.
Why not?
He started asking too many questions.
Oh, boy. Then there's only one thing to do. Homer, you've got to take Kathleen to the basketball game for me.
I do?
Here are the tickets, and here's the money for the sodas. And don't let her even talk to Charlie Clark.
Okay, sure. It'll be a pleasure.
And be sure she has a real good time, Homer.
Oh, boy. I'll say I will.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Oh, boy.
Now, wait, Homer. Let's talk this over.
Homer.
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
Will you drop this case of tomato soup off in domestic science on your way down?
I'd be glad to, Mr. Nelson. Is it creamed or clear?
Never mind. Just get it down there right away.
Homer.
So long, Henry. Thanks for everything.
Homer, come back here.
Something wrong, Henry?
Mr. Nelson, did you see that look on Homer's face?
What about it?
Gee, was I'd be better off if she went to the game with Charlie.
But Homer, the game starts in 10 minutes.
I know. Do you mind if I set this case of soup down?
Where's Henry? I've been waiting and waiting.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Kathleen. Guess who you're going to the game with?
Not Henry.
No, he has to take inventory up in the storeroom.
Inventory?
So guess who's taking you to the game?
Not Charlie Clark.
Guess again.
Homer, I can't. Who?
Me.
You?
Sure.
I'm going to the game with you?
Sure.
Right out in public?
And I'm taking you out for a soda afterward. What do you say about that?
Homer, I'm speechless.
I thought you would be.
And I must say, you certainly have your nerve.
What?
Sneaking around behind your best friend's back and trying to steal his girlfriend right from under his nose.
But Kathleen, he gave you to me.
Henry Aldrich would never do a thing like that to me.
Kathleen, are you insulting me?
Goodbye, Homer.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to the storeroom and help Henry take inventory.
But Kathleen, students aren't allowed up there without permission.
I'll get in, somehow.
Okay, Kathleen, that's your attitude. Where's my tomato soup?
Right there.
Okay, and see if I ever speak to either one of you again.
Homer, watch where you're going.
Which way do you ever want me to...
Homer, look out for the stairs!
Hey,
what?
Oh.
What was that again, Mr. Aldrich?
I just said, Mr. Bradley, that I don't want you to think of me as a complaining parent.
Oh, no, no, of course not, Mr. Aldrich. Why, one of my greatest pleasures as principal is hearing from our parents.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Bradley. Now, I realize it's a small thing, but my boy has his heart set on going to that basketball game this afternoon.
Of course he has.
And it seems to be just a bit unfair to force him to take an inventory just because all the teachers want to go to the game.
Oh, is that what's happened, Mr. Aldrich?
Didn't you know, Mr. Bradley?
Oh, why,
I assume you know what's going on in your own school.
Why, I do, Mr. Aldrich, I do. I do. As a matter of fact, I was just about to clap down on that very thing.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Bradley.
Although I'm sure, Mr. Aldrich, you'll agree with me, our teachers ought to attend the school basketball game.
Certainly, Mr. Bradley, just as long as they don't neglect their own work and keep students from attending.
You're entirely right, Mr. Aldrich. I'll look into Henry immediately. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Aldrich. Let's hear from you again. Miss Shay! Miss Shay!
Yes, Mr. Bradley?
Miss Shay, have all the teachers gone to the game this afternoon?
Well, I'm not sure, Mr. Bradley.
You're not sure? Miss Shay, as my secretary, it seems to me you ought to know what's going on in this school.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Didn't any of the teachers have papers to mark or lessons to prepare? Didn't any of them have detention?
Well?
Yes, Miss Shay?
Well, Mr. Nelson is taking inventory.
Inventory? Go up there and tell Henry Aldrich I want to see him immediately.
This is still Miss Trevor's classroom, isn't it, Mr. Nelson?
Henry, I'm beginning to wonder.
This is where Kathleen said to meet her. Gee whiz, I wonder where they are. We're only a few minutes late.
Henry, are you sure Mr. Bradley said to drop the inventory?
Positive, Mr. Nelson. Gee, he was as nice as pie.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. He said to go to the game and to remember all the good plays so I could tell my father.
Well, Mr. Nelson.
There's Miss Trevor now.
And Kathleen, too. Hi, Kathleen. Am I glad to see you.
Hello, Henry. Mr. Nelson, could I speak to you alone for a minute?
Why, of course. What is it?
I'm afraid it's bad news.
Henry. Boy, Kathleen, let's get going to the game. I'm finally all straightened out.
You are? Well, look.
For a while, I was pretty worried, Kathleen. I thought I'd never get to take it.
Henry.
But everything's all right now. Come on.
But that's just it, Henry. I can't go.
You can't go? Why not?
Henry, I was only on my way to help you with your inventory
oh,
when...
Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Bradley.
You'll have to excuse Kathleen, Henry. She has a 2-hour detention this afternoon.
Detention?
Yes, here in Miss Trevor's room. Henry, what would you think of a young lady who climbs around on fire escapes?
Fire escapes, Kathleen?
Oh, Miss Trevor.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
The sooner you begin your detention, the sooner you will be free to talk to Mr. Nelson.
Gee whiz, Kathleen. Gee, you mean I have to go to the basketball game with somebody like Homer?
Homer can't go either.
He can't?
He's down in the nurse's office. They're reviving him with tomato soup.
I'm sorry I can't go to the game with you, Mr. Nelson.
I'm sorry, too, Miss Trevor.
Come along, Kathleen.
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Kathleen. Gee whiz.
I know exactly how you feel, Henry.
Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Henry?
Mr. Nelson, how would you like to go to the basketball game with me?
I'd be delighted, Henry. Let's go.
Still mad because Kathleen just happened to accidentally kiss me, Henry?
Huh.
Won't you even speak to me, Henry?
Huh.
Oh, Mr. Seymour.
Yes, Homer.
Will you ask Henry why he won't shake hands with me and end this whole thing?
Sure thing. But first, let me tell the folks about the happiest ending a meal ever came to. Yep, it's Jell-O, the luscious, shimmering dessert everybody goes for. Because you just can't beat Jell-O for tempting fruit-like goodness. In any one of those 6 delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. Every Jell-O flavor is a special treat in itself, rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in by a special process, so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. And that's why Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert.
Here's hoping you'll be in your living room and ours next week at the same time. Good night, folks.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdry and Del Dinsdale, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
For desserts that are delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again next Thursday, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich family.